Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Al Cozar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball towards center. Cohn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cohn. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Mealy moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mealy scores. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dente moves to third. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. Boudreau moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 2, Senators, 2. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Keltner moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden bunts towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kozar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Harris moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Evans and he is out, Kozar applying the tag. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-2 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. the Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Keltner moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Kennedy moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bearden hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing third base. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cone hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bearden strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Joe Haynes now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0-for-3 in the game. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Simmons pinch hits for Joe Haynes. John Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino juggles the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Evans moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.